today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Friday, is the 11th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Ordibehisht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Verse 72 of Chapter Furqan is for blessing of this moment.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما.
And they are those who do not testify to falsehood, and when they pass near ill speech, they pass by with dignity.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Not only committing sin is unlawful, but also attending a sinful gathering and viewing a sin is forbidden. To avoid attending a sinful gathering and being disrespectful to sinners is a kind of prohibition of sin. In some narrations of Imams, alayhim assalam, the content of this verse has been interpreted as parties of profane singing in which frivolous and deviating singers as well as playing musical instruments take place. And music in Islam. Dear listener, we live in times where music is present at every nook and cranny of the world. Try to replace your hours of music with nashids. If you always listen to songs while going back from work, listen to something more beneficial. The more your heart will connect to the Quran, the less it will want to connect with music. Play the inverse proportion game with your heart. Gradually move from music to Quranic recitation. Your heart will turn. Give it its due time. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. At the same time, another way to reach calmness, to reach relaxation is through performing prayer, performing salat, or for example, reciting prayers as indicated in the Holy Quran or in other religious texts. And as mentioned earlier, through appealing to the Holy Quran and reciting the Holy Quran. Another way out is when we want, when we feel a little bit bored, we have to make us concerned with a kind of activity, because I mean physical activity, or for example physical activity and mental activity, both of them make us more active and inspires us to forget or to rise over stressful situations. Such exercises like walking or riding bicycles, or for example hiking or swimming, all of these exercises make us really very very energetic. Another way out is going to natural resorts, around us, for example, to jungles, to woods, to beautiful parks, and so on. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
From the negative effects of music in Islam, today's special looks at wasting time. It's an important effect. The negative effects of music is it will waste our time for nothing. Yes, maybe we could listen to music for a while to throw bored or to accompany us in doing several activities, or make us more enthusiasm to work. But currently we spend more of our time listening to music, watching music in TV, and forget on doing other activities. I can mention the other negative effect of music, and that is wasting our money. Concert, music performance, orchestra, or any other entertainment stuff generally held like almost every day and liked by many people. To attend in a short of event like that, we usually charge by a ticket. Or if we love a kind of music, we push to buy its CD, digital songs, or even its merchandise. Without us knowing, we start to buy and collected it, and we don't care anyone anymore about the price or money that we spend to earn it.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
The harmful effect of music on body and mind. Let's listen a little about it. The kinds of music apt to produce injurious effects are manifold. First, there is the music that arouses the instincts and appeals to the lower passions that excites by its sensual enchantment. A second group of musical pieces of a harmful kind consist of those that are very melancholy and depressing, as they express languor and wearing, grief and distress, agony and despair. This kind of music may have great artistic merit and may have afforded relief to the composer himself and been a means of artistic catharsis, but it is likely to act like a psychological poison on the listener who allows its depressing influence to permeate him.
You see, my dear friends, there is a relationship between the heart and the ears. The heart is what controls the body. The heart and the mind, both. Sometimes when we say al-qalb, qalb al-mu'min, we mean both his mind and his heart. We don't just mean this organ that has veins that pumps up blood to the entire body. No. Al-qalb means both the mind and the heart. All of our senses, they have an effect on the heart. The eyes, the tongue. All of our senses, they have an effect on the heart. But the ears have the most amount of effect on the heart. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Allah first begins with the ears, that they will be asked regarding their hearing. إن السمع والبصر and their sight والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. They will be asked on the day of judgment on what they heard, on what they saw, on what they felt in their heart. Allah first begins with the hearing, because there is a direct relationship between what we hear and what sits in our heart. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam in Rasalat al-Huquq, he says, in which he mentions the rights of people, the rights of your family members, the right of your teacher, the right of your slave, the right of your bodily organs. Even our bodily organs, they have rights. Our eyes have rights. Our tongue has rights. Our ears have rights. Imam Zain al-Abidin says, the right of your ears is to know that it is the direct pathway to your heart. Direct pathway to your heart. That means whatever goes into your ears immediately comes and sits in your heart. So what do you want to put in your heart? Good things or bad things? That means when you listen to music, it comes and sits in your heart. See, that's why the Imam says, إن الغناء ينبت النفاق. Where? إن الغناء ينبت النفاق في القلب. Singing puts hypocrisy in the heart. It segments hypocrisy in the heart. Hypocrisy will come and sit in your heart, because there is a direct pathway from the ears to the heart. These ears of ours on the day of judgment, they will come and complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, my Lord, I was used in a way to disobey you. Our organs, their rights is that they should be used in a way for the obedience of Allah, not for the disobedience of Allah. Our bodily organs will come on the day of judgment. Our body parts will come on the day of judgment and complain.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
I'm a believer.